This is for every teenager, or anyone who was a teenager, who had to sneak out of the house while the parents were asleep or at work in order to go and party. Bass slides in on all fours, rabid with a feral look in its eyes. Bodies twist themselves into a blasphemous angle of rebellion and defiance. Something smelling like jail time cuts across the air like handfuls of cubic zirconia scratching the shit out of a plexiglass sky. Over in the corner, a cue ball psychotic smack cracks up a tribe of stripes and solids on a squared field of green. The black eight sinks through the smoky haze of, aw, shit, damn, and ten spots reluctantly ruffling their ways out of pissed-off pockets. The DJ, who we call the priest, sits up there in the pulpit in all translucent splendor, jacking the sounds, spinning the rhythms in 33 and a third sermons, preaching the sound of our new gospel. And the church's hands fly heavenward, exposing our palms to the angels as we hope to catch a holy hand slap from whatever God's unlucky enough to be working this night shift. Tonight, we be young, virile, sweating out passions you've got to experience in order to understand. Check it, man. Tonight, we don't give a damn about tympanic cartilaginous erosion of our inner ears weakened by 1,200 too many hot grinding weekends of butt bumping, woofing, and tweeting. We don't give a damn about that ass whipping we gonna get when we get back home and our parents find out we ain't in bed. Okay, a little. But what we care about right now is that ass-whipping only bass and drum can give. That ass-whipping only bass and drum can heal. Tonight we live for strobe lights that kiss our vision and bring new sight. We live for floors that moan beneath the weight of young, flippant attitudes. We live for glasses mumbling their speech of stolen kisses with a sky that explodes with the funk of flirting smiles. We live to kill our burdens, shoot them in the back of the head, watch them give up their ghosts between the etched groove of waxed plates. We live for the bodega crew, coming up from the Pilsen area, from Humboldt, bringing them supple brown morenas with backsides like congas going bopping on my cheese more rhythm from the front door to the dance floor. Catch you singing songs and tongue in a language you ain't never tongued before, like me day, may me, PC, okay, pa un momento, to po five, or something like that. Big red manzana lips that part ever so slightly, revealing a thin sliver of pink tongue that rolls itself like scarlet smoke off the roof of Latina Miles. We live for sisters, blue blacks, honey browns, heavenly ebonies getting down on legs shaped like mama's soul food with a whole lot of attitude. Calves carved majestically out of hams and hocks, and asses big and round and begging to get buttered like grandmama's homemade biscuits. Good Lord! Their hair picked out, tricked out, slicked out, icked out into an asymmetrical isosceles rhomboid parallelogram and a few other shapes that be defying geometric explanation. Tonight, we be young, virile, sweating out passions you've got to experience in order to understand. Tonight is our night to hold somebody's body close to us and firm to us, to feel their eyelashes brush up against our cheeks, to feel the thin, wispy slivers of their breath invade the sensitive conch shell of our ears like well-trained mercenaries, to hold them close and firm and nubile and heaving on a slow jam, to feel them brush up against us, to feel them against a mask of teenage knowing and adolescent pretense, something deeply inside of us that used to ride on caves somewhere, understanding that this moment is ours, this moment will never come again, this moment contains an eternity, and that forevers are born one eternity at a time. Tonight, we are young and virile and sweating out passions you've got to experience in order to understand. And tonight, we don't care or give a damn that our parents don't seem to want to understand why sweat is a friend of ours, and that tonight, we've got to get real, real friendly.